I'm visiting with great grower Kip Cullors. And Kip, we had a heck of a year with drought. The weather was out of the ordinary this year. What was the impact of the drought on your yields this year?
Well, you know, Chuck, it hadn't rained in southwest Missouri since first April. It actually rained, last weekend. And it's just, with no rain whatsoever, it is just so hard to overcome, no help whatsoever from Mother Nature. So it is about like last year. Yields dismal at best, I guess would be a way to say it.
So what kind of impact did the drought have for you on using inputs like herbicides and fungicides?
Well, our herbicides this year worked really, really well. Normally we fight a lot of late season crabgrass, and fortunately this year, that wasn't the case. We went back to more of the pre-emerge herbicides versus going over top with the generic glyphosate and gotten along a lot better by doing that. We've actually been doing that now for 2 years. If you think about it, 15 years ago, we put everything down pre-emerge. We didn't have Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready soybeans, 15, 20 years ago. So we put everything down pre-emerge, and we kind of got away from that by, become complacent that this is easier and that's just the way we've done it.
So what are your thoughts on how the drought's going to impact decisions for next season?
Well, we're going to go right ahead and do things like normal next year, surely we won't have 3 years of this in a row. So, there's no reason to change the program, because of one or two bad years, because, putting fungicides and insecticides and taking care of your weeds does pay big, big dividends. If it just rains some, it's just absolutely a no-brainer.
Does the drought make what's going on in the rest of the world more important in terms of crops such as Brazil and Argentina, for example?
Yeah, actually, I'm here in Ohio today at the farm show here, and I'm heading to the airport right now, flying through Detroit down to South Palo. And, yeah, we need Brazil to raise a big crop just because we need this world. We've created all this demand, and, we've got to continue to try to improve yields. We've created all this demand, so, we need to come through at our end of the bargain here and make sure we can supply all that demand.
What can growers do to help their crops survive in this kind of a weather disaster?
Well, that's a real good question. In our case, where it just didn't rain at all, I mean, there's just not much you can do. I mean, we went ahead and did everything as normal, but a lot of times if you just go through a 3 or 4 week dry spell, that's whenever you see the biggest benefits with using fungicides such as Headline. I've had 30-40 bushel yield kicks on corn by using Headline, and when you go through a 3 or 4 week dry spell and then it rains at the end of that, but when it just don't rain all summer, it's not a miracle drug, but it sure will help you through some tough times.
What kind of solutions and help do growers need to survive a drought?
Oh, I guess do a lot more praying, because, if it don't rain at all, it's just not going to do anything. I mean, when you have no rain, it's just, you're pretty well done.
Yes, and we certainly feel for you, and I know that a lot of prayers have been said for farmers throughout the Midwest, especially in this drought season this year. Thank you very much. That's Kip Cullors, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.